It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Western New York GOP Representative Chris Collins changed his mind and will run for re-election this fall. And this after being indicted on federal insider trading charges last month. WNYC Washington correspondent John O'Connor joins us by Skype right now to talk about what Collins' decision means. John, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
Okay, so he's going to run. What's this all about?
Well, it may have something to do with the charges. Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy alluded to that when he announced Collins' decision at a press conference.
You know, we definitely had a crystal clear avenue to replace Congressman Collins on the ballot, but it's no longer in the best interests of his legal team, and legal defense is what I am told.
Collins has pled not guilty and is fighting the charges, but that Langworthy was told remaining on the ballot is best for Collins' defense retains the option to resign the office later in exchange for more lenient penalties from prosecutors.
Well, it sounds like party officials were actually surprised by Collins' decision.
They were. They've been negotiating for weeks to get Collins off the ballot. There's only three ways to get a nominee off the ballot in New York: death, moving out of state, or running for another office. So they needed Collins' help.
Okay, this is the most Republican House district in New York. Do Democrats have a chance now there?
They like their chances better with Collins on the ballot. Democrats plan to attack President Trump and Republicans in Congress as corrupt, and Collins fits that message perfectly. Still, this is a very Republican district, and the Democratic nominee, Nate McMurray, had less than $90,000 on hand, according to his last campaign finance report.
So if Collins is convicted later, how would he be replaced?
As is too common in New York politics, we have a recent example, and that's Michael Grimm.
Mm-hmm.
Grimm won re-election to his Staten Island seat despite facing a 20-count federal indictment. Grimm pled guilty after the election and resigned his seat. Voters elected Dan Donovan about 5 months later in a special election where the nominees were chosen by the local parties.
All right. Stay tuned. WNYC Washington correspondent John O'Connor, thanks so much.
Thank you.